Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you were not aware, 100 years ago this year, the United States military established its first presence in Germany. That was, of course, as a result of World War I. Then World War II came along and we have never left. But since then, our two countries and our state have developed strong economic ties. And to celebrate this fruitful relationship, a traveling exhibit will soon be appearing in Columbia. And to tell us more, we have in the studio Dixon Monk, who is Executive Director of the Columbia World Affairs Council. Dixon, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, for our listeners who don't know about your organization, tell us.
Sure. The Columbia World Affairs Council actually just celebrated its 25th anniversary. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that facilitates and promotes international relationships between our region and the world. Across areas, be it academic, business, government, and we are funded by the City of Columbia, Richland County Council, the Hugie Foundation, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and a number of other corporate sponsors.
Now tell us about this exhibit, the title of it, when and where.
Absolutely. The title is Stars and Stripes Over the Rhine, the American Occupation in Germany After World War I from 1918 to 1923. And the exhibit highlights the often forgotten history of the U.S. occupation of Germany after the war. It illustrates the multifaceted American and German relationships, really brings out some interesting historical information, personal backgrounds, rare pictures. There's a documentary film about 45 minutes long that accompanies the show as well. We will have an opening reception this Friday, May 31st, and the show will be on display at the Coger Center for the Arts through the month of June.
And what is exactly our connection here in South Carolina or Columbia to this exhibit, to Germany?
The exhibition is brought to us by our sister city in Kaiserslautern, organization there called the Atlantic Academy. We have a 20-plus year sister city relationship with Kaiserslautern and a statewide relationship with the state of Rhineland-Pfalz, in which Kaiserslautern is located. And over those years, a number of cultural and business ties have developed.
And this exhibit, are we the first stop?
Right. It's actually going to be simultaneously shown in Washington, D.C. while it's here in Columbia. It has been on display in Rhineland-Pfalz before coming here.
You know, the whole military relationship, of course, starting with World War I, has to have been originally very contentious. I'm assuming the exhibit goes through all of this.
It does. It's interesting. For sure, there was some animosity on both sides at the end of the war, but I think it was such a tremendous war that people were very relieved for it to be over. And during this period of occupation, a lot of friendships and families were formed that exist to this day, and the exhibit delves into those. An interesting fact about our sister city of Kaiserslautern in the Rhineland-Pfalz area is that it is the largest population of Americans outside of the U.S., and that is due to the Ramstein Air Force Base, located just outside of Kaiserslautern, with some 50,000 Americans living there.
And do we have any statistics on the reverse numbers, German Americans here in South Carolina? German companies, of course,
sure,
are quite significant here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wish I had the exact numbers. South Carolina obviously has a deep-rooted history with Germany settlers that help establish many of the towns across the state. South Carolina leads the nation in foreign investment. The majority of those foreign companies in South Carolina are German-based, and so BMW, of course, but many, many other German companies here. And we also have a good trade and economic relationship with American companies settling in Germany as well.
Still our number one trading partner?
That's right.
And you mentioned early towns and all that were settled by Germans here,
right,
in South Carolina.
Yeah.
The first one that always comes to my mind is the Dutch Fork area of Columbia,
right,
that was really Deutsch Fork.
That's right. But then you can think of other towns like Bamberg. Look at a map of the state and pick out all the German-named cities that we have here. And it's an easy visual example of the rich ties between our countries.
Well, Dixon, one more time, give us the name of the upcoming traveling exhibit and when and where it will be.
The exhibition is titled Stars and Stripes Over the Rhine, the American Occupation in Germany After World War I. Opening of the reception will be this Friday, May 31st at 4 p.m., and the show will be on display during normal business hours at the Koger Center for the Arts through the month of June.
Dixon, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Dixon Monk is the executive director of the Columbia World Affairs Council in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization as well as to the upcoming exhibit posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.